Hey, quick questions. Do you shop online? Are you retired? Do you have children living at home? If any of these apply, you may be most vulnerable to identity thieves. And even if you're not, identity theft can happen to anyone. That's why I decided to help protect myself with Identity Guard, the company that helped protect more than 47 million people. Plus, if you were to need it, Identity Guard's victim recovery specialist will help you through the recovery process. Identity Guard even offers identity theft insurance. So get the identity theft protection service that's right for you. Visit identityguard.com/podcast.
This is House Call for Health. It's an alternative therapy to help treat a child with severe eczema in Colorado. Emily Caldwell says her daughter McKenna is being treated with acupuncture, stimulating specific points on the body with thin needles. The 19-month-old was...
Really, she was just miserable, very itchy. Her skin was very red and inflamed.
Acupuncturist Peyton Dryden says the little girl has responded well.
She's cleared up quite a bit.
Dr. Paul Murray with the Whole Health Center in Denver says other common problems that acupuncture can help treat are colic and acid reflux.
With kids, they haven't lived that long, so their condition's not that old. In Chinese medicine, the fresher, the better.
The Gillette Children's Special in St. Paul, Minnesota, conducted a study analyzing 9 children treated for various conditions between June 2014 and June 2015. They concluded some of the patients had a decrease in pain, while others had complete relief. The FDA approved acupuncture needles for use by licensed practitioners in 1996. With House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.